a lot to be happy about this year with Parkey's field goals, the way Matt Bach came on. If you had to point to one thing that disappointed you over the course of the first 16 games, it would be what?
We got a couple hours. No, I'm just kidding. I'm critical of myself. I mean, overall in the year, I would have to say, Barry, that I would like this to have been more consistent all around, not just one particular thing. You know, I think we had some peaks and valleys in some different areas. You could point to a bunch of different things, a bunch of different areas. But I felt like we played really well at times. You know, I think overall in the year, we still got another game to play, but still overall in the year, our coverage was pretty consistent. I'd like to see our return game be more consistent in the future. I guess that word consistency is probably, that's probably every coach, but that's probably the biggest thing. I just thought we had, maybe some different, more of a roller coaster than I would like to have been on.
Riz, we saw Torrey McTyre from scrimmage last week. What does he show you special teams?
Yeah, Torrey's a guy that right away when he got here flashed some ability, and he's a guy that really stuck out to me right when he got here, OTAs and training camp, and I really like his skill set. I know he was in a position thing this year where it was tough to get him active every week and, a little bit of a numbers game, but I think he's got a very bright future. He's going to play this week, and hopefully we'll get another good look at him, on Sunday.
Riz, I noticed there's at least four key special teamers who are going to be unrestricted free agents. Michael Thomas, Damian Williams, sorry to remind you, Terrence Fidet, and Walt Higgins. In your experience, how does franchises usually decide when and how and where to spend a little more in the area of special teams? How does that usually play out?
Okay. I think this year is no different than any other. Every year I've been here, that's been the case, where at the end of the year you're going to have guys you have to make decisions on. I think the world of all four of those people, and so obviously that's for more of a question for next week as we start to evaluate, because I think that all those guys have been very productive in their own way this year and other years. Overall, from a general standpoint, and I think we covered this a couple weeks ago, you're seeing more and more teams keeping special teams core players. You look at our division alone. You look at the Patriots. You look at us. You look at the Bills. You look at the Jets. There's going to be four to five players on the roster that probably aren't going to play a whole lot of offense, defense, if any, and they're going to be core special teamers. Somebody asked me that question a couple weeks ago, and that's really no different. Now, deciding who those people are obviously, what the offseason is all about. Can this guy moving forward continue to be that type of player? I look at it, and we really break down rosters throughout the NFL in the offseason and kind of look and see how many guys people are keeping. Like I said, it's roughly about four or five guys per roster. Those guys that you mentioned, like I said, are all guys that I've had a great experience with and I feel, very strongly about. And so, as we go through, we'll kind of see where we end up. But it's, at those evaluations, they'll obviously, we'll get all that into that next week. But I know what you're saying, and I think moving forward, again, from a general standpoint, we'd like to have that same thing, four or five guys that are on our roster that may not. Now, a couple guys you mentioned are also key components of offense and defense. Damian Williams, obviously key component of the offense. Terrence Fidet has played some very meaningful snaps this year, on defense. So Mike Thomas has played a lot of defensive snaps in his career here. So they're not really just special teamers. Walt Akins is. Walt Akins hasn't played a whole lot of defense, and again, if you look at the team, it's in first place in our division. They have about four or five that really don't play any on offense or defense at all, none. And so, looking at the 53 and figuring those things out, that's what the offseason is all about.
Kind of piggybacking on that, yeah. This is crazy almost to ask, but there's a franchise designation for a kicker and a punter. Should there be a franchise designation for a Michael Thomas or a Slater or someone like that?
Again, I think every roster is going to be different, but as a special teams coach, believe that you have to have at least a couple of those guys, yes. A couple of guys in your building. Now, do I also believe that those people should have roles on their particular position unit and on their side of the ball? Yes. I don't think they can be completely, absentee of the offense or defense. But at the same time, you want to have those guys that are going to be your core players and have, depends. Again, how many of those are? I don't know, there's a magical number. But, yes, I know what you're saying, and I do believe it. That's true, yeah.
So they're all coming back.
Nah, I'm here on a totem pole. Those are decisions that are made. Those are above me. So,
Is there one guy in your career that you can tell us, maybe he doesn't even play anymore, that you specifically remember banging the table, like we got to find a way to keep this guy on the roster?
I mean, there's a bunch of guys that come to mind since I've been here that, you know, more a huge part of the offense or defense, you know, that were, you know, Marlon Moore, Pat Cobbs, Jason Trusnick. You know, guys are just popping in my head right now. I'm sure if I had to list in front of me, there'd be more. But those are guys popping in my head that, you know, those were guys that you wanted to be around. Why? They were leaders. They were really good core special teams players. They were going to be on everything that you were doing. And whether or not they were going to play an offense or defense at that point, I thought was a little bit irrelevant, you know. So, you know, those are – I remember the Hard Knocks year. I was very much in favor of keeping a guy like Marlon Moore. You know, he was a guy that was a really good special teams player, did a lot of different things, and – you know, whether or not he was going to be part of the offense or not, I thought that particular year we had plenty of that position. So it all depends on where you are in that position as well. If it's not a deep pool at those positions, every year is different. And so you got, you know, so there's a fine line of keeping too many of those guys too, and I get that. So that's what, you know, it makes my job a little bit interesting at times. So that's why we got to get everybody ready.
Where are you in terms of grooming some of these young guys, Corey Tyler and Mark Maurice?
Yeah.
In terms of getting
into those roles. I think that's probably the most important job of a special teams coach. I really do. I believe developing young players that come into your building into special teams core players, especially at those positions, defensive back, linebacker, running back, you know, wide receiver, developing those young players that haven't done it before, I don't know if there's a more important job for a special teams coach in this league than that, is making sure that those guys, whenever their time is called, a Devion Smith, for example, who knew at the beginning of the year that Devion Smith for these last few games is going to be a core special teamer. We had to make sure, my job is to make sure that guy is ready to go whenever his number is called. If it's week 4 or week 15, we got to make sure. And so, I think that's the development process of those rookies. To me, if you were listing the top 10 things and most important things in my job, I think it's probably one, is developing the young players. And so, yes, the question, the short answer, 100%, we've got to, it's guys like that, we've got to continue, I've got to continue, we've got to continue to develop, no doubt about it, so. I do have it in the works next year to get that smart board up here for perks. We can just do the, we can do the X's and O's. But I appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot.